Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up, what's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is episode
259.
225. Sorry, I'm tired.
Wait, you said 259?
I was about to check, like, what episode is it?
Girl, I mean, I guess towards the end of the year, we will hit that.
I heard a 202 and a 9. Forgive me. as usual, like, write, subscribe. We love when we see your feedback, when you guys are listening and when you send us notes, little, like, love notes. You know, we love a little words of affirmation. Yeah. You know, and show us when you're listening to the show. And of course, feedback, rate,
yes.
Please.
Love y'all on Instagram and Twitter, of course.
Yeah, shout out to you for doing an amazing job on the socials.
Right. Socials is fun. You know, a split between me and Alyssa. She be up in there too. Like y'all, like people be really responding and I just love it. Keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
We say Dean uses it as his finsta now.
It's
the funniest, is, but he'll respond like to us directly. Yes. I feel like from the page, and I'd be like, "Nigga, if you don't get on your damn page,
you don't get on your page in response."
And it won't be a response like to something that's posted in a page. Like he will respond to your own story from the overall page.
And I'd be like, so strange. I know it's Dee Dee.
Literally,
the funny part, I mean, like, we would be, G were just doing a Patreon, and I was like on Oprah Rose watching stories and responding, was like, oh, I'm not on my page. Like, I was like, I'm not on my page. Like, based off of how somebody responded, I was like, why am I still on this page?
He really, yeah, he'd be in that page. So we thank you. It is, you do an amazing job at curation, child. Amazing.
Yeah,
you're right doing now, great.
Yeah, Kaytranada is having fun with his Fenty Beauty right now in our stories.
I'm dead. I saw him last night.
Really?
Yeah, and I know it sounds crazy, but he looked like exactly the same. He was just like having a drink.
I love that.
Like in it, just chilling in the cut.
I would have been like, can we drop a couple beats in the studio?
Right. I think he's so talented. Like there's nothing that he can't do, like beat-wise. Yeah.
He is.
We've had a lot of guests, which is very exciting. Love when we have amazing guests to share. So this is our first one we've had with just us in a little while. Any news, any tea, anything going on in y'all lives?
I'm just back on my workout shit.
Okay.
Me and TT summer body's loading. So I'm like, I gotta let my whole body be like fire before I show my new boobs.
Drop top, let the titties out.
The whole, I told you, I'm walking like Santana everywhere I go.
Yes.
Which I lost 4 pounds. And
yes.
I mean, like I had on some jeans yesterday.
And it was fitting.
And then my butt was like buttoned. And my pants was big. I said, oh, bitch. Like, I was like, you look right. The fuck good, bitch. Like,
I know that's right.
It was giving purr. Like, like big perm.
Then let me see you walk.
You know, Right. You know what it is? It is. It's so, I was talking to my sister about it. It is so frustrating to like work out and you eat right. And you don't do this. You don't like, and literally, I was telling y'all earlier before we recorded, like I kind of, I've had to change my entire life around these workouts. Like whether I'm traveling, I come back early or I leave from the, like, and to not see the results is so disheartening because you can gain it so easily, you know, but like getting that weight off is so hard. And I like, you know, the first month you're doing that, you're like, all right, I
need to see what I'm doing this for.
Yeah, you're literally like, I leave like depleted. Yeah. You know, like what am I doing this for? It's the, it's easily the hardest part of, okay, that's a lie. It's a really hard part of my day, but like, it just, it also, though I feel like it does, I'm like, okay, if I could do that, like, and do 69,000 burpees and feel like, I'd be calling them jailhouse workouts, child.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on the yard.
Yeah,
somewhere.
It looked like I'm on the yard.
I was just about to say, if you've ever seen G's story, like she show you a little glimpse of that gym, that outdoor gym, I'd be like, is it, is she in jail? What's
going on? Baby, how did you find this gym?
Like, it's given, like, they got concrete and buckets, and that is the, the weights that you use.
Yes. Not concrete and buckets. That's funny. No, it's his, so my trainer, his name is Jason, and his daughter and Jesse play together. So that, and so he's Punch's friend. So that's initially how I met him, because they was having these play dates set up. And then I saw that he was a trainer, and I was like, all right, you know what? Let me, I need something. I felt like I kept hitting a wall with people. Yeah. And so I was like, I'll come to you wherever, I don't care. And he was like, all right, well, yeah, I'm like, I'm creating like a home gym situation in my house, so you can come here. And that's what it is.
That's the one I used to go to, one in Queens, like a little
home.
Long as you get it in.
His roommate is a boxer, so I'm going to start training with him next.
Oh, wow. It's even summer bodies loaded.
Like, you're really taking advantage. And I love the fact that y'all both have trainers. Like, I've never used a trainer to work out. And I feel like I work out, like, every day. And to y'all's point, it's, like, nothing better than when you're, like, following it and you see results. I've stopped seeing results. And so it's, like, I need to change up my workout. So it's almost like I need a trainer to, like, teach me some new shit. But I just hate people telling me what to do when I work out.
And I need it.
And this is the thing, like, he is, because I love our, you know, our previous trainer, but he's so intense all the time. And I don't necessarily need that. Like, if you just show me like whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. You know, I don't be needing like all that high aggressive, like.
And I'm the opposite. And I'm the opposite. Like, and Chris is worse. Like, Chris is like if I start to slow down, Friday he was like, yelling, especially because I'm going to a CrossFit gym, so it's more so about like how much you can get done in like 10 minutes, right? You might spend 15 minutes stretching, but in that 10 minutes, it's for time, right? It was like, get up, I know you can, like that. And you're like,
oh, now she's training for the army.
The water signs over here are like, it's
fine.
Oh,
no.
I need it. And then I realized I don't lose weight. Like, I don't, you said what?
That'd be my last day. You ain't gonna talk to me like that.
No, and we have another one. We have like the sub who's so sweet. But then I find myself like, I was like doing like half things. You know, because I know he wasn't going to say shit. See, that's why I said, I'm like the little kid that, you know, the mother turned their back. I'm like, bitch, I ain't doing this fucking rap. Like, miss me. I just be standing there.
That little boy like, I met at the park. You bad as hell. Like,
I am that kid. Like, where he be like, you did it wrong. Do it over. And you're just like, oh my gosh. So it forces you though to, you got to do it right. Cause you don't want to do it over. But I need that. Like, I need someone.
Come on, accountability partner.
I love that.
Yeah, it really is. Cause like I said, I did not lose weight for 3 months because I wasn't working out, but I wasn't pushing myself. Like, I knew the trainer would like push me. Yeah. I feel like, first of all, I've been talking about losing weight since we started this podcast. Okay, I've been talking about losing weight since fucking 2000. I feel like,
no, don't sell yourself short, because you had a good year where you looked incredible.
I had COVID, because, you know, it wasn't nothing to do. I worked out every day. And that dropped off, and I didn't.
Yeah,
and
you looked incredible.
Yeah, like, because it was COVID, you still, you know, don't feel like doing shit. I slacked off. And then I got these COVID hips. My body changed. My body's also literally different. My COVID hips are like, my hips are like, I have lost weight.
I think that's genetics too, though, TT.
You know them hips running your family.
Right.
And you know them hips is in that family.
The people have seen your sister, girl. They're like,
I've always had them, but they weren't like this. You know, like, I have jeans that won't even go up my hips now. It's not even the way, it's literally my hips. I don't know. I'm getting older. I don't
Caribbean
know.
Caribbean made, girl. It's okay.
Mm. I'm just
They made for childbearing.
Okay.
That's what I said. I was like, oh my God, what if I know I ain't gonna look like Rihanna child, but yeah.
Oh.
All I do is work out and complain.
That's it. That's it. And come home.
And come home. Come home, watch TV. That's some of my favorite part of my day.
I was just telling G, like, literally, sometimes I feel like I'm a little bit on a hamster wheel where I'm like doing the same thing, and it's kind of repetition in a sense, but it's also comfortable. And it's also like, I want to do more, but it's like, what do I want to do? And like trying to figure out what that more would look like. But it's also like, I'm fine with what I'm doing now. So I'm in this whole idea of like, I don't know, I'm feeling a bit restless, but also like, I don't want to do shit.
You know what? I think also, I will say, going back, like working back in an office, like, especially I worked late last week, but I got in early. I literally felt like I never left. You know, like the only thing I did in between was work out. Like, I couldn't even, that was the night that I said I was rubbing my feet in bed like a cricket, and I was drinking a protein shake. I couldn't.
You know, when you ain't leaving the bed when you rub them feet together.
Not at all.
I brushed my teeth, because I ain't getting up.
Literally, I was like, this. Like, I got home at 8:15, I was in bed at 8:45. So, and I kind of was feeling that more when I was working from home. I don't have that anymore, because you're dead. It takes you so long. By the time you get home, you got to wake up and do, and especially like, you work out at night, and then like, so you work out at night, go to sleep, and you wake up and you got to go back to the office and like do it all over again.
That's true.
That work from home, like, I mean, the back in the office structure, I feel like kind of changes that, or it you're does. Like, oh, I'm going to go out after work. We're like, I never was leaving my house when I was working.
No, I'd like, I'm not going out on a Tuesday just because, and to leave my house. And so
we're like, I went out to dinner on Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like,
but you were also from the office.
Right. Exactly. Because the working back in the office, I will say, changes it a little bit. I guess there's an upside.
See the up.
Yeah. No, that is the up. That is the up. Know,
but I see the upside of it. I don't want to be in it, but I see it. I get it.
I mean,
I feel like I have to fight. I'm sorry. I feel like I have to have like a social life. Like, I don't have that anymore because I'm in the house.
Right.
I can see, because even you saw that tweet that was going around. I was like, could you stay home for $100,000? I'm like, bitch.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Because
Give me the money now, because I've already been doing it. So just give me the money.
Been doing it. Yeah. Like, I'm staying in, like, working from home. Like you said, you have to fight. Like, I would never really want to make plans after work, because it's like, oh, now I got to leave, and I already been here. You know, wherever you're coming.
And you got to get ready. I think people also, like, what I've thought about this week, I was telling 6'6 Poppy, I was like, the amount of time it takes to get ready to just leave the house, like, I was like, you know, I don't want to go out looking crazy now. I got to get myself a little shape up, a little line up, something like, y'all ain't gonna catch me slipping. It's giving Jasmine Sullivan mascara.
I'm dead. No, I feel looking very bummy. I've not felt like it at all. I barely even wear makeup anymore. I just be so tired. Like, take me as I am.
Okay.
But it's not giving. I don't be doing no liner, child. You just get a little concealer, a little mascara.
I mean, but with this damn inflation, it's like we might want to stay in the house any goddamn way because the price of everything is going up dramatically.
And salaries are not.
And salaries not, are not.
Not even close. Not even close to going up.
Like gas is $5.50 right now in New York.
Yeah, here too. And then apparently it's cheap where I like that $5.50 is cheap because in Beverly Hills it's $6.
But you know what's also frustrating? Because somebody asked me today, literally, does the price of like the gas on a Tesla go up? And I was like, no, you know, because it's solar. So I'm still paying the same amount.
But I was just thinking, like, does electricity go up?
Yeah, not at least. I mean, I ain't charged my car in 3 months, so I don't know. I'll tell you next week. But I don't think it should. Like I said, I'll find out. But it's like, but they also don't make it conducive to make people get electric cars. Because some place like New York that does not have a whole lot of charging stations,
right?
But then you also want to raise gas. Like, which one is it?
I'm about to say bye to my Tesla.
Oh yeah, you're not getting it. Oh, child, you might want to consider with that with these gas prices.
With these gas
I know. Prices. I have until the 13th to pick it up.
Oh wow! So you got some.
Has anyone seen like the new Kias?
Yeah,
it's kind of big too.
The Kia EV6 is a fully electric car. The 2022. Okay. I think it starts at 40K. It looks amazing. I've been watching the YouTube videos. But I can't wrap my mind around getting a Kia.
What's it called?
I know.
It's called the EV6. But I can't wrap my mind around getting a Kia. And shout out to Ryan, TT's sister. She always talks about Kias on Twitter, that whenever she sees a nice car, it turns out to be a Kia. So me and her about to be the two people putting people on the Kias.
My favorite person who on Twitter.
Yes. Her whole day it will be put on Twitter and you will know everything that's happening. But yeah, these, I mean, you know, thinking about it now, like wanting to go to electric because it's like the gas prices are ridiculous. And I think the big thing is because of the ongoing war that Russia and Ukraine are in right now. And we haven't even done a politics as usual in forever. And I know we were like debating on if we wanted to even do it because it's like, are we about to be in World War III? That's the question. Like,
and I was like, y'all know y'all are my political pundits. So it is very important. I feel like that we just, you know, touch on it though, even if, you know, because someone like me, like when we just recorded previously and I didn't know about that Governor Abbott in Texas also, like all of just the crazy thing. I need to pick up a paper or watch
the news. Not pick up a paper, grandma.
Yeah. Like, how do y'all consume the news?
Well, I have a membership to New York Times. So that's like, I always go on the app. Like I put the app on like my home page and like I get the alerts. If it's something worthwhile, I'll click it. But I do make it a point that I don't always go on Twitter and Instagram. Like New York Times is like my other app. If I'm like, okay, I'm on this too much, let me go to something else because I still want to be on my phone.
I love that though.
Yeah, like because I still want to be on my phone, but let me just go read something. And it's usually New York Times.
I actually said I was finally going to buy a subscription too, Charles.
Yeah, so. It's like $1.99 a month.
Stop.
Yeah.
I was so mad at you. I was trying to, that little paywall kept coming up. I was trying to read an article literally the other day. Actually, and I have a new credit card that I need to set it up for.
Yeah, one
night. Platinum?
Mm-hmm, I finally got it. Finally grew up.
Hey. Yes, so
they'll take care of your Time subscription. Yep. And Audible and Peacock. I just got a little thing that, so that's, those are new. That's some new shit.
Okay.
I wasn't doing that when I was there.
Nope.
Come on, brand partnerships. We love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna pull that up. But what is going on in the world? Reporting live from the studio.
Chow G, you want to start? you want to start, G?
Yeah, I guess we can. Yeah. So the current president, they don't call them presidents. What is the Russian leader? Totalitarian.
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin, yes, he called war onto Ukraine, and basically he really just wants their country. There's been quite a few reasons that have been thrown as why the war was started. One of them being for like ports and Ukraine's access to receiving ports. Also another reason because of just like, you know, white imperialism and the fact that the Ukraine and Russia also used to be together under the previous, Soviet Union? The
Soviet Union, yeah.
And so, you know, good old Vladimir Putin still believing that, you know, Ukraine belongs to Russia, and really just kind of wanting to reinstate that.
Did you know about the NATO reason too?
I didn't know about the NATO reason.
Oh yeah, the NATO one that's the political one that they're really trying to use. Where it's like NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is basically started by the US and Canada. And some European countries are a part of it as well. But Ukraine applied to be a part of NATO. And so Vladimir Putin is using that as a way of saying, like, what the fuck, Ukraine? Y'all supposed to be on our side. Why are you applying to be on this Western side of the world? You're still, to your point, G, around the whole Soviet Union thing, you're supposed to be with us. So I think he's trying to use that as the way of saying, like, we're going to overthrow your government because y'all are trying to use Western ideals to reform your country. Not saying that is correct, but
the Western countries are also allies of Ukraine. So it's interesting that, I guess that makes sense. Damn.
I know, right? Is fun. So they didn't, so they applied and they technically, I guess, haven't gotten the full approval. Which, if they were a part of NATO, we would have had to attack Russia because they are a part of our alliance.
Okay, so we're allies, but NATO is a greater alliance.
Right.
Okay.
It was established like after World War II or something as the way of like protecting Western ideals and thinking like, we're all going to be together and the rest of the world can do whatever they want to do. And so if we ever go to war again, it's all of us against everybody else.
Okay. And actually that is probably saving us. It sucks for the Ukraine, but kind of like saving us because we don't really want to go to war with Russia.
Right.
For many reasons. We can't really go to war with anybody. We need to be worried about our own bullshit. But in the interim, what we are doing is doing like sanctions against them, which is hurting them. It is hurting them because their economy is shit right now.
The ruble is worth a penny, a US penny. So one of the Russian, I guess, dollars, which is called a ruble, is now worth a penny.
Yeah. There's also a lot of boycotting that's happening on the US side. It's showing up in like, you know, vodka, like people are technically, I read this via like some spirit industry news that I still like get every day. But if you federally, so there's like open states and then there's control states are owned and operate, or not owned, but operated by your local state government. So they have like a different set of rules that they will follow. The states, you can't go open your own liquor store. Like the state can only do that. They control the licensings and things like that. But if you live in an open state like New York, you know, you can open Joe's liquor store, et cetera, and just follow your own like federal and state laws like that. But if they are doing like a federal like removal of Russian vodka, like in control states, based off of what I read, I don't know if and when that went into effect. But then that is also like creating a larger domino effect of people not choosing not to drink or choosing not to sell like Svedka or what's the other one?
Svedka is Russian? Stoli, I guess so. Stoli,
yes, I think Stoli China. Yeah, Stoli, things like that. So that is also crippling them too. And shit.
Yeah, did you see about LVMH were closing their stores in Russia?
I was literally like, I remember there was some brand. Yeah.
LVMH is closing their stores. I mean, a lot of, you know, you see a lot of brands right now like pulling out of Russia. it's interesting because Russia is the largest country in the world, like in terms of mass, like country in the world. So to even think that Vladimir Putin is like, you're supposed to be a part of us to have this whole Soviet Union. Don't you got enough fucking land?
You got mad space.
Don't you got enough land to worry about?
It's never enough, ever.
And they're not even like, somebody said they're not even really like a first world country like that. And I'm like, they not?
No, they're not. Not like that. Well,
but yeah, imperialism.
It's insane. And it's like, it's also civilians that are, you know, a part of this as well. And, you know, you have the Russian
strategy. That's a part of the strategy, killing the civilians so that they beg their government to cease and to stop and to fold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you see racism happening within the civilians right now, too, where it's like you have a lot of Africans who have migrated into Ukraine because it was like this neutral country. And you are now seeing the racism happen because it's like upwards of 1 million people have migrated out of Ukraine and gone to other countries, you know, west of Ukraine. And what they were doing on these different buses to move people out is that they would let women and children go first and then white men. And then Black people were able to go after all of those groups. And when they included the women and children, they were not including Black women and children. Yeah. It's like disgusting, and it just goes to show just how deep,
right?
Yeah, how deep racism is.
Wasn't it? They were just like holding the Africans back, like
and it was a family. Like I saw a kid, like So that makes it very hard for the girls to go up for you, Ukraine. It's given that's y'all shit, not ours.
Yeah. And so the President Zelensky of Ukraine, he's in hiding right now. Him and his family. Because he feels like he's public enemy number one. And so he did his first interview on Wednesday, and there was like some interviewers that took them to like a bunker where he's hiding. He's basically hiding in this war bunker that is bomb proof and bulletproof, this whole thing with his family. And he said he's not leaving Ukraine. He's born and raised, he would never leave.
Like you said, civilians are dying and he's in a bunker.
He's in a bunker because he feels as though they would try to kill him first is what he's thinking. President Biden in the US has said that he would like the president of Ukraine to leave the country. I don't know what that would do exactly with him leaving the country. Right. I don't know what the best strategy of what a president should do. Should you hide, which is what he's doing? Should you be, you know, at the top of your castle, like y'all ain't gonna get me, or should you leave?
Am I making this up? But wasn't he like more militant before going into hiding? Like, wasn't he out there?
Mm, he okay. Was. And then he was like, "Oh no, they gonna get me, so I gotta go hide." they gonna get me.
Is this what? Because didn't Biden just do his like first State of the Union or something?
His first State of the Union was on Wednesday of this week, and so it is on the heels of a war going on, and so obviously people wanting to know his, you know, opinions about it. And I didn't watch the State of the Union address because
me neither.
I don't really, you know, we wanted Biden to be in office so bad, y'all, and I think it was just more so of a. We just wanted something different from Trump. We just like whatever was anti-Trump. This is what we wanted.
Yeah, because I think sometimes that argument of like, it's still whatever politician is in office, like his constituents' best, and that does not include us. Interest,
right? Yeah.
But it was like you said, it was like anything. Because every time I always do see those tweets, it was like y'all wanted him. It was like no, we just didn't want Trump. Like,
right.
And not to say that, you know, and it doesn't mean like Biden obviously has his faults. Like we ain't seen him. We ain't seen Kamala. Like we ain't seen nobody. Like
nobody,
nothing. It has been quiet as a church mouse. But again, it was like we just could not deal with Trump though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest takeaway from the State of the Union address was for the girls with the PPP loans and that,
Go ahead. The thing that's pissing me off about, I think the most about
the Biden administration, amongst other things, but like this financing, this going after people who are taking advantage of the system, but only when it's poor people or people who actually like kind of need the money, mm-hmm. right? You aren't going after the 0.01% who don't pay taxes. You aren't going after these large corporations who make millions and billions of dollars off of fucking hurting other people, fucking scamming poor people, insurance. Like, there's so that whole money grab shit, it really pisses me off. Like, the whole, under his administration, he started the watching your Cash App, your Venmo, your Zelle, or that started under him. So it's like,
I thought Zelle's not included in that.
Zelle's not included because Zelle is a communication between banks, so they have that information.
Got it. Okay.
And that's also why I think I feel like there's larger limitations on Zelle, but like with Cash App and PayPal and
there are limits. I actually had to look this up the other day. There are their daily limit is a lot lower than PayPal. Like that. Yeah.
PayPal, Cash App, like if you got that special Cash App, you can get larger amounts. But that's also that has created an avenue and a lane for people to like launder money.
Right.
So I guess money laundering, cool, whatever. It's bad, illegal, but you aren't doing any of these things where it really matters because you benefit from, everybody at the top benefits from some type of scam, some kind of way.
Right.
But you want to bust your chest out and say, oh yeah, we're stopping this. I'm coming after the PPP loans for people who, yeah, they took advantage, whatever. But did we not need the shit?
Right.
Did we not need it?
Right.
You know, corporations were also doing it too. That did not need
exactly. That didn't need it. Are you going after them?
Yeah.
No. Right. Going after Susie down the street. Like, so it's,
should I should have been Susie down the street.
And I do not like him, but Donald Trump wasn't on that. He was like, we all going to rob and scam. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was giving us money.
Exactly.
We got, I always come back to Donald Trump and the things that he did. I knew what was going on in the world and I got some money out of it.
You knew that devil. This was a devil
that you knew.
You know, and it's
every day I knew.
To stab me in my chest and behind
my back. Right.
And that's kind of how I feel. Not that I want Trump, not that I think he did a good job or anything like that. It's just when we're comparing.
I was just in the know. I knew what
apples to oranges. It's you're both looking real orange in the light to me. And you know, so.
Yeah. And I mean, the Biden's part of his State of the Union. I saw what's another takeaway was around inflation and trying to get prices to go down. But it's like, how are you going to do that? How?
Yeah.
How?
Right. Which another thing, Lord, I'm giving a Trumper over here. But one reason why inflation is so high is because of trade, right? And because of the ports being backed up and people not being like, there's still like a major fucking issue with getting resources from like ports, transporting from one coast to the other, trucking, like the way that we have like functioned is fucked up and rocky, right? One thing that Donald Trump was trying to do was trying to make us import less, like so that bringing
not America first.
Yes, bringing textiles and shit. And that's why he was beefing with China and all of this shit. Cause he's like, no, we need to start making things for ourselves instead of importing everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to kind of help inflation, right? Like keep your cost of goods down if you're doing it here. But to your question, yes, Joe, how are you going to do that? How do you do that?
She needs to figure it out ASAP.
Yeah, because it's happening like right now. So it's not something of like looking in the future of like, oh, this could happen. So let me do something. It's like,
y'all saw this. They saw this coming. It's not like it just one day everything went up.
Everybody been screaming supply chain since 2020.
Right.
So it was only a matter of time before the prices went up.
I remember when you can see even like this. I have a friend that she works in shipping, and last year she was like, stock up on food, like non-perishable food. Oh, and then shit. I remember it was like, you know, the stores would even just the food, like would just diminish. It was like, every time I went, you couldn't find anything. And then I'm like, well, what? And the price, I'm like, y'all don't got shit. And the prices is going up. Like, why? I feel like Trader Joe's is a little different, but like the rest of the supermarkets, I was like, why am I spending so much fucking money? I was like, it couldn't have been this much money, like 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that you have is resting on the idea that the pandemic will end. I think that's really, in like a short term of really doing something about inflation, the only, like, it's nothing he can do, technically. It's really the idea that we no longer have, we're no longer in a pandemic and the supply chain is fixed. People are back to work. Granted, we'll still be importing things, but we'll be importing them faster than we are now because shipping costs have gone up because of the fact that everything's so slow. And then to go back to G's point about being a Trumper, it's really about making the goods and services in the U.S. Mm-hmm. But our labor costs are so high because, you know, we're in the U.S. So everybody want to be, you know, a Kardashian. So we all want money. Like, we, you know, we're not in China with low wages and can make
and we also, whatever. We want it, but we deserve it and need it. Like,
come on, we deserve it and need it.
Oh, we deserve like, it.
The cost, if the cost of living continues to rise and most people really essentially can't even afford that cost of living now, like absolutely
terrifying.
That or rather what we're receiving as far as like what we're making for work, like absolutely it needs to fucking go up because everything else is. And most people can't even afford shit now.
Like it's really scary to think about, you know.
And it's like little, like it's, I shouldn't say little, but it's like, you'll see little articles here and there just around, oh, this company's increasing prices. And I was reading something on New York Times the other day around Shake Shack was like, they were going up 5% on all their prices. Like that is that 5% is actually a lot when you think about it for a burger. Like if you said the burger was originally $10, that burger is $12 now. Like, and you know, for people who are low income, that's that you feel that. That's the difference between buying like, three or four.
Your salaries, though, you know what I mean,
right?
Because you're not changing your profit margin, sir. That's for a fact. The motherfucker who started the shit, you're not changing your profit margin,
right?
No,
not at all. If anything, I'm making more money. Because and the point that we're even getting to is that the cost of things are going up. And so your wage should go up. And so the people at the top can inform these prices to help them at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is. And it's a very interesting system. And I think it's really showing and telling while being in a global pandemic for almost 3 years now. Around like just God, what
this month makes 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Is that 3? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that 3 or 2? I can't count, y'all.
Maybe two.
Maybe two.
Look, we all like
I don't know. I don't know if it's 2019 or 20.
Oh, two. We're two. Going into the third year.
We're going into the third year, right?
Well, yeah, it is. It was 2019, right?
Right.
No, 2020.
We was outside in 2019.
Yeah.
So it's 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. We're going into the third year. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
wait, what? Okay, sorry. March 17th or whatever, 2022. That would be two full years.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Whereas
okay.
like in March, well, are we in March right now? We're in March right now. Yeah. March. So we're technically starting the third year. Right.
Yeah,
we just won't be completed.
You're starting
right.
Yes.
So technicalities, you know, all of that to say we've been in the shit too goddamn long.
Yeah, right. That's all I know. I mean, that's why it also is this rush to normalcy, return to normalcy. Like,
I went out
earlier, and this was the first time, honestly, like, I didn't even have on a mask, and I realized it, like, I think it was just in my pocket, not even that I didn't want to have it on. I was just like,
you're not gonna get in trouble. Who gonna tell you put it on now?
Yeah, and I was like, damn, you know, like, this shit is back open. Like, even the little things, like, I went out last night, and I didn't wear a mask to the bathroom, you know, like, it shit is back. I mean, it's kind of like slowly, but I feel like it is fully back. The only place you need to wear a mask now is an Uber. Like outside of that, I think it's
Uber, train, plane.
Oh yeah, planes, I think will never, like, oh yeah, planes, they'd be like, put it above your nose.
Yeah, they don't play. But yeah, I mean, in New York, Mayor Adams, just 2 days ago or earlier this week when you listen to this, announced that starting March 7th, so this week when this comes out, that there's no mask mandate in New York anymore, nor is there a mandate for being vaccinated to do any indoor activities. Which I'm like, what? What's the difference between what happened in January and what's going on in March? That was 2 months, my nigga.
Everybody got it, so we all.
I was just about to say, we know Omicron was something that they just sprinkled in the air to either force people to get vaccinated or make people immune to it. That's the reason why, to me, I mean, this is very conspiracy theorist, that like every single solitary person had it. It is given.
And it's crazy.
That's not going to stop it because it's still going to get another variant. It's a virus. Like,
exactly.
But you're right, T. They just sprayed it in the air because they like, the next time this shit come around, like, fuck it.
Like, at least you'll have something. You'll have some bodies. Like, so it won't be as devastating. So we don't have to put clothes down things again.
Because I don't think they
ain't never going to close down shit like they did.
I mean, it should have stayed closed down a little longer. We should have went through the summer probably. But I understand, you know, people having to work, especially in service jobs and people facing careers.
I felt like it was them white people rioting that really made it be the thing. Them white people, they was mad they couldn't go get, like, fucking, they couldn't do shit. So then that was when the right started changing a little bit, and they would be like, and I feel like we literally saw that divide
at different
time.
I don't know why, it just made me think, like, the documentaries and the movies, and if this does go in history books, I don't know if that'll still be a thing in like the year 3000 or whatever, but it is gonna be so wild. Like, I just thought of like a clip of a movie of people like going into, you know, the supermarket, and you're like, I gotta wear my, like, fighting over covering your nose and your mouth.
And that still is happening.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. And I don't know. The New York is the biggest city in the US. Why are we wanting to be guinea pigs and not?
And had it the worst.
Like, why we want to be the one?
I think that because we were ground zero, and so it's New York is back. We had it the worst. It essentially felt like, you know, everything kind of spawned off. And so if we're back to normal and everybody is you know, seemingly, I'm doing air quotes, fine, then every other state needs to follow suit.
Right.
We stopped it in LA too.
The indoor dining mandate.
Indoor, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think yesterday.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I think
I actually enjoyed that mandate because I felt as though everybody that was in here was vaccinated and I wasn't gonna get anything.
I was just about to say, like, I remember seeing something that was like, yeah, you wear your mask into a restaurant and then you sit down and you take it off and then there's a table next to you. Like, that doesn't mean you're not gonna get it. Right?
And then I put it on to go to the bathroom.
And put it on, you go to the bathroom. It's like, still could get it. Like,
it was such a performance.
Are they still checking vaccination cards?
I haven't.
Still have to show mine.
I've went to restaurants, I probably like last weekend, and no one asked me last weekend at all.
Really?
Yeah, no place I went.
I meant on the 7th. I had someone actually last night. He zoomed in on mine. Like, no, I have not been anywhere with it.
Yeah, niggas is still checking that.
It stopped a little bit, but I guess after the 7th, they technically don't have to ask anymore. Is also another combo that you see a little bit on Twitter now of like the anti-vaxxers saying, y'all did all that, y'all let them people put all that those shit up in you, and for what? Because now we all about to eat in the restaurants.
them.
I just really want them to stop with that, put all of that shit in you. Says a nigga who ain't been to the dentist in 18 motherfucking years.
Oh my God.
Or motherfucker who's no reports.
But why is that always the quote?
Chicken wings from Taco Bell.
It really is. Put all that shit into you. But, yeah, like,
please. Put all that shit in you.
Spare me, nigga.
I can't.
Spare me. You don't know what's in that damn Percocet. You popping every other day, but you popping the hell out of it.
It's evil world. Like, it's just weird. World,
right. Mm. Just leave. They just be leading with that.
is there anything else? I'm like, is there anything else domestically we need to know about?
I wish I could say what I was thinking right now, but y'all gonna think I'm being mean.
I like when you mean.
Me too. What's going on?
No, I'm good. I don't got nothing. Oh. Like, what else is going on in the world? You know what? Kamala Harris tricked us.
Did she though?
Absolutely. She stood up there and said that she was going to do this, this, and then that. And all she do is walk around.
Not walk around.
When the last time you heard her speak? When you seen her?
When I say, did she trick us? I mean, I think she's always been showing what she was about. Because, you know, I wasn't a fan immediately.
You're right.
But she definitely she played a nice role in making us think that, you know. However, what does the vice president do? I feel like Pence, he really, like, we saw him, he was vocal. He, like, we hated him.
Yeah.
We equally hated him, probably hated him more than we hated Trump for a minute. And I feel like with Kamala, we don't like. To your point, it is like ghosts. Like, what's happening? You aren't making people love or hate you, which I think is worse.
Well, right now, you
ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, you know, vice presidents have their own like smaller agendas, I guess you would say, yeah, that they focus on. Funny enough, Mike Pence, his was focused at the end of Trump's campaign or presidency. He was actually focused on COVID. He was running the COVID response. Yeah. Operation Warp Speed, which was an interesting name, but he—that was what he was doing.
That was the name.
We back so quickly, shit.
Warp Speed. Right. But I think the Warp Speed was in regards to getting vaccines, and so pouring a bunch of money into the companies who have now given us vaccines. But all that to say is Kamala's duties right now is to have high speed internet for all.
I'm sorry, what?
Kamala's, what she's working on right now, if you go to her Instagram page and see what she's been talking about recently, it is having high speed internet for all.
Wait, look at Tierra's face.
I'm so
you look like your mama for real right when you was sitting back
like I'm that child. I don't even know what to say to that, if I'm being completely honest. Like, we literally just talked about before we got on how like y'all internets was freezing. It's fine though. Like, there are so many other motherfucking
issues. So many other things.
Like, what?
Yeah.
So I can scroll on Instagram quicker. Like, we about to all be back. Shit. Everybody back in schools. You don't need it to do no damn work. Like, I'm confused.
That's like that. I don't know if y'all seen this. It was a clip of some black person mad. Oh my God. You really just.
I can't.
What happened to the HBCU shit?
I told you, she got you with the okie doke.
Yeah, because and then they run on
loans and forgiveness and all of that. Yep.
It was like, yeah, 2022, 23, we back, bitches.
Pop champagne. Oh.
I could not.
Now, but the first thing you focused on is high speed internet for all and getting niggas PPP long, throwing niggas in jail for the PPP. He pulling that 95 prime bill shit. He pulling it. He back on
not his three strikes.
His shit.
He is literally back on his shit.
He's back on his shit. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Literally that.
I feel like it's not going to be a good voter turnout next
election. It's not. I was having that conversation recently. It's not at all because
I'm low key in that number.
You tell people like vote, it'll make a difference, and you know, get involved in your local legislation, and it's like shit. Unfortunately, is the exact same. Like I cannot speak for like my district and stuff like that, but like it's
local. I'm still on that. Yeah, local for sure. The national, though,
Whatever it's going to be. We literally just sat here and said how much we wanted Trump out. And then actually, we're able to find the silver lining.
I'll give you one. I'm going to give y'all one, for Biden, a good for Biden. Okay. And we'll celebrate this one. And this will be the last thing we say about politics as usual, is that finally we will have a Black woman serving on the Supreme Court. Yes, okay. Clap it up.
There we go.
I get it.
Ketanji Brown Jackson will be the first Black woman that will sit on the Supreme Court. Obviously, she still has to go through the nomination process and be interviewed by the Senate and all of those things. But it is amazing that she's the first to be even nominated. She'll go through. They ain't gonna find nothing on my girl.
And I think some of the stuff she was like getting ahead of, like, I guess she had like a family member that was like an uncle or something that was involved. Like, let's say he got locked up for drugs, but it's like, who Black family member don't? Like,
man, why I gotta talk about that shit?
Why? Like getting up front in front of some things. And then I did see that commentary. I don't know who the commentator was, and like asking for her LSAT scores and like all this other shit that you would never, ever, ever ask any other male or white candidate.
No.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Because you know they're about to try to take our ovaries. Like for the women, like something has to be done.
Yeah, and the fact that we're even talking still about Roe versus Wade is disgusting. And I think having her on the bench as a Supreme Court justice will stop that.
Yeah, where's she standing on that?
It's still uneven though. It's still in favor of conservative judges. So she's replacing a moderate judge. Yeah, she's not replacing a conservative judge. So it's still essentially like the same situation, like based off of the voting scale. But I don't know where she stands as it pertains to women's rights and things like that. But my guess is that she's not on that stupid shit.
Well, you know, sometimes Black people can throw a little monkey wrench and confuse you a little bit.
Right,
look at Clarence
Thomas. Right, that, exactly. Because I was literally thinking about that coon. Right. So I was like, hey man, where does she stand on these issues? Like, you know, all skin folk ain't kin folk. So we need to check this. Yeah, before we be tooting her up. And then it's like, oh no, bitch, what? It's like,
right.
Hopefully not. I think, is she also,
is she what?
I think she's from Maryland.
I don't know.
We're gonna stay on the positive.
Yeah, we don't really have a choice. Let's do that.
Yeah, because I was starting to look at the justices and I'm like, I ain't doing this no more.
We're not gonna go down that road.
Right, because it's real easy to one negative thing follows another negative thought, another negative. Yep.
Because you know who we do need to place in office? Philip Banks from Bel Air. That is
okay. We need to get him a district attorney of LA.
Running for his DA seat on a fictitional show.
He is fine as hell, girl. He could be my DA. Okay.
All he gotta do is whisper in my ear.
Right.
I'd be like, I'll take the plea. Like, he's so fine.
So fine. And just debonair. It's just like,
There's a regalness about him.
It's very regal.
I kind of love that. The one, and I think, I don't know if we talked about it here, but I was like, I would never rewatch a reboot of Snow.
But it's not a reboot.
It's not a reboot.
I'm not watching that. And then I think after reading Will Smith's book,
Why are we the same?
I was like, okay, I'm like team Will over here. Like, Will about to be in my Kardashian game. Okay. So my Lori
Come Dashian on now. Come on well, now.
I was like obsessed with Will Smith from that and from, you know, finishing the book. And then I heard it was good. And then when people kept saying it was different, I saw something like, you know, like Carlton was cool. And that was the thing. I was like, wait a minute, what? Like, I was like, what is this show giving? Child, yeah. I watched all three of them episodes. I sat here and watched 3 hours back to back. Like it was like I was watching a
Titanic. Oh yeah. Hey. I did the same thing.
Me too.
Like, and now be waiting weekly. Like, what day it come out? Okay.
I literally tweeted that. I was like, what day does it come out? I was like,
is it Wednesday?
It's Thursday. Yeah. I love Coco Jones, gorgeous. We stan her.
Stan.
Yeah. Jabari Banks does such a good job of being Will.
He does. He even sounds like
him. Sounding like him.
Yeah.
He is acting so good. I think I have a crush on that little boy. Like, I literally was like, I got to like episode 4 and was like, oh my right. God.
Because everybody loves Will. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I so do charming. Too.
So you know, charming. Will
Smith, the Libra, so it makes sense. So charming.
Oh, yeah, so charming. And like, especially, you know, like you said, having the background of the book for some of it, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, this was like, I remember this, you know, kind of in the book, or this or that. And I know some of the Philly people, I guess, said some of the, like, the language of what, like, the slang is
over. Get the fuck out of it. We don't care, Philly. Get out of here.
I don't know.
You don't. It's based in Bel Air. Like, please. Yeah. Enough.
Let's say if he was from Baltimore, like I would expect the people that are acting like they're from Baltimore to be overly you do too to convey that it is Baltimore kind
of. And that's the thing. I don't know if it was like used improper. Like I don't even remember.
I think they said it was just too much of it. Where
like doing people, a lot of
they were doing a lot that you wouldn't normally say this with this.
Because then if it was none, it'd be like he ain't really from Philly, right. So you can't win. But I think that show is phenomenal. Like Vivian, there is such a regalness about both of them. Like I've seen her in something, but I don't know what.
I don't know what either, but
now my only call out is y'all know Carlton. Now, if he was cool, Carlton would not have been dating the black girl, the only black girl in the school on a scholarship. His ass would have been dating Lily, a Lily white little girl. I do not believe he would be dating a black girl. That was my only thing. I was like,
I mean, they be trying to downplay this whole scholarship thing, but I think she got money. Her father's like chief of police or something.
He don't have no money. That's why they be stealing.
They
work for the people.
A little, that's why but doing them probably race. Not enough to go to the school. So that's probably why she was on there on scholarship. And then the mom, she had lupus, so she maybe couldn't work or medical bills got high.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, that was a good call out, T. I like that they had him dating a black girl though.
Of course, but
you're right. That's a good call out.
And he has such a close proximity to whiteness, that he would not. There's no, without a shadow of a doubt in my mind, he would be dating a white girl. Like he would be dating the one black girl. He would.
Yeah, that's very.
But also, wasn't that cool?
Yeah. I'm not mad at his story arc.
Carlton?
Yeah.
You like that he be doing drugs?
I don't like his like the negative, but I like the antagonistic. Yeah. Like I like how
it's a little annoying. Like, come on, bro. Like, are you just so you're jealous?
It's very annoying, but I do think it's very realistic.
Yeah.
Again, he is the cool black boy amongst a sea of predominantly white people. And now you got somebody else coming in, a whole family thing, you know, they've been doing drugs. Like all of it is actually very, very, like we know, of course we don't like him, especially the first. Like, I think I was texting G wishing death on him. Like I was like so invested. I don't know why. I was like, die. Like I was like, why am I going in on Carlton?
You're so mad, girl.
I was so mad. I was so mad. I was like, it's sense. Yeah. And like, but again, it's amazing acting.
Right.
Yeah, it is. Right.
Yeah. And I feel like he would be like that in real life. Look, and then I haven't seen it, but I heard Ashley Gay. I was like, yes, come on, a lesbian. I was like,
yeah.
A bisexual child. I don't know which one.
Yeah, I love it too.
But I was like, oh, I love this.
Yeah, it just feels real.
Yeah.
It actually does.
Like, and it's not a reboot. It's like taking those characters and like putting them in 2022, but also making it a drama. It's like, I'm not laughing when I'm watching this like you were with the original Fresh Prince.
Yeah, it's definitely way more serious for sure.
And this is, I guess, a little bit more shallow, but I don't think that it is. But I like that they're all like brown, dark too. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's important that we see that. And it's not always like the, you know, the biracial mom or whatever the fuck. And it just be that.
It's not shallow. Like, it's not. Man, it was not. You know? The first scene, I was like, oh shit, like she's a Delta. She went HB. Like, I definitely don't think those were like nuanced details. I was just like, oh,
yeah,
that's a bit. Right. I think it was like, by, especially given the context of like, you know, they had the whole light skin, dark skin Vivian thing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Really, you know, like darker skinned Black people with that amount of wealth. Like,
right.
I definitely don't think that was, or I think it was by design. It definitely wasn't.
Oh, for sure.
And it needed to happen. So I'm a,
her character, the Vivian on Bel-Air, is modeled after, I guess, dark skinned Viv.
Oh, okay.
You can kind of see it.
The artist.
Yeah.
Because the real, well, I don't want to say the real, but the real Aunt Viv, she was like a dancer, I guess. So
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I love it. I'm watching episodes this weekend. I'm catching up this weekend.
Yes, catch up.
Catch up.
That was really good, child.
Yeah, so good.
I'm be tuning in next Thursday.
Right.
Because I'm all caught up.
Okay, me too.
Oh my God, because I got to finish Love is Blind. That has like had a chokehold on my life. So that's why I have
to. You have to. The reunion is a hot ass mess.
Yeah, I got to finish that. It's so much like, because I feel like, you know, Euphoria went off, them crazy ass host of characters.
Lord.
I still don't understand how Rue don't owe that lady no money and still alive, but maybe we'll revisit that.
We're going to have to. Rue walking around in the streets like she don't owe that lady 10 bands. Yeah,
really.
So what I thought had happened, I thought that she had already sold Rue because she put her to sleep. She gave her the morphine. She washed her up. She cleaned her up.
Okay.
My thoughts was that she already presented her to them because I didn't know the complex was the same.
It was some guy that was in the room where she was locked up in.
Right, but I don't know that was still Lori's house.
That went over your head, T.
Wait, you know what I mean? Like, it looked like a different house.
It did.
That literally went over my head. I did not realize that there were.
Oh, she was in a different place. Yeah.
In a different place. And so she said, you know, Lori was like, I know some real, I'm gonna get my money. I know some real crazy people, whatever. She basically said she would sell her to the Mexicans. And when she woke up and she came to herself from the morphine high, she was in a house that was different. She was cleaned up and it was like some Mexican dudes in there. So I was like, oh, she really sold this bitch and she escaped. Oh, but Lori got her money technically. Cause if she sold her, she got her bread. But I think I am literally the only person who thinks this. So I could be wrong.
I mean, I never thought about the fact that she got the money back already because she sold her to somebody else.
Yeah, that was how I processed it.
I thought she just escaped. I'm like,
I mean, but she did escape. She did.
Yeah. But that's the episode that's gonna win the Emmy.
Sam wasn't very clear, but also I could be wrong. I don't know. But that
I'm also gonna rewatch that scene, and then I am gonna try to get to the bottom of this because
we got 3 years to figure it out.
Yeah, okay. that is I did not, I totally missed that.
Mm-mm. I mean, it was a lot happening in that episode. I think Daya did an amazing job of acting, because when I see her outside of the Rue character, I'm like, Rue clean up real well.
That girl, there's not an editorial shoot that she can't like get together, slay. Yeah. Like, that girl, I felt like she had, you know, when you're like a young teenager, you kind of go through that awkward phase a little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like she did have a tiny bit of an awkward phase, but she's so gorgeous. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I love her.
Gorgeous.
And I'm like, Lexi, you tried it. Bitch, you knew that plague was going to start some shit. Like, you fucking tried
Sometimes you have to hurt people's feelings.
Like, but she kind of got on my nerves playing the victim the whole time. And I'm like, I don't know if they're going to like it. Like, of course they fucking hate it, bitch. Like,
yeah. You're
spilling everyone's secrets.
Yeah.
Like, don't play no damn victim.
Right. Own that shit.
Yeah, that was shout out to Ashtray.
Too long to be Cassie ass.
Oh, yeah.
And but shout out to Sydney Sweeney and her titties. I started following her on Instagram off that alone.
Well, you got to follow her on TikTok.
Oh, okay. I'm a follow.
So she like repairs vintage cars. That's like her thing.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yep. That, yeah, and yeah. So her whole TikTok is her under the hood of vintage cars, refurbishing them.
Oh, I'm sold.
I don't really follow people on TikTok.
I don't like either. Me and TikTok have an interesting relationship where if I'm really, really bored and then I'll scroll it because I can't do more than two social medias.
I have to be extremely bored to scroll TikTok. Like,
yeah.
Or I go for like a search, like if I want to see something I know it's on TikTok.
I'll rip something from Instagram from there. Other than that, that's more so what I'm doing more than anything. I'm like, what all our little own show. Y'all know we love our own show. If anybody works for OWN, please contact us because we would love to do a like ladies who list ready to love social media takeover.
Oh, and love and marriage, Huntsville coming back.
Oh, that's the perfect one. I think.
Or well, yeah.
In DC.
I got mad excited.
Love and Marriage Potomac is coming with our girl Monique. Yes.
Okay.
And then
and DJ Marriage. Quicksilver.
Yes. And that Dan Martell is coming back. Oh my god.
Ciao.
Yeah. There's still, you know, so much to catch up on.
So much.
That's what I'm about to go do right now.
Go watch Bel Air.
I'm about to go child, Love is Blind.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
I have got to finish the show. Stupid ass Shane. Oh my god.
Shane and Shayna. What's the quote, T?
Sometimes you have to stop being scared and just go for it. Either it will work out or it won't. That's life.
I've been riding by that, honestly, for sure. Like the last month, I've been like, that has been my motto, with especially around like work shit. Cause I'm really trying to figure out like what's next for me. Cause I'm just, I told y'all earlier, I'm bored, but I'm also comfortable as well. But I could light some fire under my own ass. Mm-hmm. So it's just like putting myself out there. I'm like, whatever I want to do, if they say no, they say no.
I'm closed mouths don't get fed. I don't know how many times you said that. It really,
okay. Closed legs don't either.
They don't.
Open them legs, Dee Dee.
Oh my God.
My legs is open right now.
Oh my God. On that note, goodbye.
Bye. Bye.